Time for more talk now. This is MTN.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
All righty, rolling on. You know, a lot of talk today, and why shouldn't there be, about the president's foreign policy accomplishments? You know, he's not going to back down from saying mission accomplished in Syria. That's for sure. Because he thinks it's a good term. And I agree. Mission accomplished. We did it. We went in and hit what we wanted to do. The mission was accomplished. Of course, a little bit of blowback because of the way George W. Bush was treated after he said mission accomplished in Iraq. He didn't say it, actually. It was a banner on a ship. But then you look at what's happened with ISIS. The president stomped them down. And now we know that Mike Pompeo has met secretly with Kim Jong-un to put together a deal to possibly denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. All big stories. Dan Perkins here, master storyteller, foreign policy analyst, writes for Daily Caller, The Hill, Daily Surge, Life Zet, Clash Daily. Hell, he's everywhere. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You must have writer's cramp.
Well, I actually went on a new site yesterday as a new contributor. So,
well, there you go.
Filling up my days.
Well, you need to do something with your time. I mean, look at yourself. All right, so let me ask you this. In all seriousness, Pompeo meets with Kim Jong-un. This is a huge deal. I mean, I'm looking at this going, you know, the media will never give Donald Trump any credit for what he has done here, but he was able to get the Chinese on board because of his relationship with President Xi of China to create some sanctions. And yes, we know they cheated, but it created enough pressure that the North Koreans are now saying, listen, we'll get together. Meeting with the South Koreans, Mike Pompeo met Kim Jong-un directly. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's a huge deal. And the reason why you're not seeing any or hearing much about it, I wrote a piece which I think I might have sent to you at least a month ago, which I said that if Mr. Trump is able to bring the North Koreans to the table and negotiate a verifiable destruction of their nuclear weapons and their delivery system, a lot of things happen. One, about the 12th of May, Mr. Trump is going to have to either decertify or certify the nuclear arrangement with Iran. And I can't tell you, Steve, how important what we did in Syria was to the renewal of or lack of renewal of the accord with Iran and bringing Kim to the table. If Mr. Trump had been a paper tiger, things would be a lot different than they are today.
No question.
So what I said in that article, if he walks away with a peace accord with a disarmament of North Korea, he deserves to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Of course, he will never get it. I mean, Barack Obama got it for being elected. They will never give it to Donald Trump. You know that, and so do I, because they don't like him. But the fact of the matter is, you're exactly right. You're spot on. It won't happen. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because Donald Trump will have known what he have done, and he will tell the world anyway. It doesn't matter whether he gets the trophy or not. The trophy is peace on the Korean Peninsula. And then what happens next, of course, is reunification, which China doesn't care for, and Japan probably doesn't care for either. But the fact of the matter is, Japan will come grudgingly. China will complain too. But we will have a potentially a democratic economic powerhouse. And that's what should become of the Korean Peninsula. You know, give Kim Jong-un a whole pile of money and a palace and tell him to go away, and he can, you know, sit and enjoy liquor and ladies like he does. We know. I don't care. Just go sit on your mountain. You give him a pile of money and call it good, and then reunify the country, right?
Yeah, I mean the I really believe that the thing that brought Mr. Kim to the table was the impact of the sanctions that were taken against him, his economy, and ultimately against his people. And when you can't get oil, when you can't ship your coal, when your entire 93% of your export business goes to China, and they're saying we're not buying, and they're closing down factories and sending people home both ways, the pressure was just enormous. And what we're learning and understanding is that what Mr. Trump is saying is that money, and money in terms of growing economies, is a very powerful weapon.
Yeah, with this guy it is.
Mm-hmm.
With this guy, it's extremely important and key, right? I mean, it really is. It's key to the whole thing.
So as we saw what happened just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when Trump said he was going to put tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, and we got all this bluster of pushback from the Chinese, but within 4 days, they capitulated. And so the idea that what Mr. Trump has been saying is that the trade has not been fair to the United States and to the United States worker, and I want to change that, is resonating big time with the unions, the steel unions, the auto workers unions, the coal miners, the truckers. It's all resonating with the unions in the United States. And they're moving to off the Democratic side of the ledger to the Republican side of the ledger. And nobody's paying any attention to that. And that's going to have a significant impact in the midterm and then ultimately the 2020 election.
Well, I think that's exactly right. If Donald Trump gets peace on the Korean Peninsula, Republicans will be rewarded. I don't see any way around it. They'll be rewarded at the ballot box. I think you're right about that, Dan. I'll give you the last word.
I think we should. We are in a very unique position right now, Steve. We could do something very positive in North Korea. We could do something very positive with Iran. And I think there's a possibility that we could do something positive between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Wouldn't that be something? Dan Perkins, greatly appreciate it. Keep writing, my friend. You've got a lot of people to keep happy.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Dan Perkins, you can find him on Daily Caller, Daily Surge, The Hill, LifeZet, Clash Daily, and apparently some new places. Google Dan Perkins if you got a lot of time, because there's a lot to read. I've got some final thoughts for you right after this.